Today, we'd like to study the title of Shed Blood in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 28. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 15, and for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. What are those? Question 2, in verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Why are almost all things purified with blood? That's a question two. Question three. In verse 26, he then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the end of the ages, he had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. What does at the end of the ages mean? This text is about the comparison between the first covenant and the second covenant. The first covenant is called as the old covenant, while the second covenant is called the new covenant. A covenant is called a testament. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10, concerned only with foods and drinkers, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. So Old Testament time, ceremonial law, dietary law were required according to God's commandment until the time of Reformation. The time of Reformation means the time of the New Testament. Verse 11, but Christ came as a high priest in the New Testament time over the good things. Good things described as follows, to come with the greater and most perfect tabernacle. That's a good thing. So the original true ones, not copied ones, not made with hands, copied one. That is not of this creation, this building made by human being. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. Goat's blood, calves are temporal. That's why in the Old Testament, if you commit sin again, another goat is necessary. But New Testament, Jesus Christ's own blood, he entered the most holy place once, only one time, for all people, having obtained eternal redemption. Redemption means to pay off the price or ransom to free a slave, such as a slave of sin. So Jesus Christ's blood was paid off for your slavery of sin to make you free or make us free. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of or heifer is a female cow, the virgin, 3 years old or younger, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified for the purifying of the flesh. Purifying, the Hebrew word kophah. Kophah means cover, not take it away, not wash off. The simple meaning, original meaning, cover. So, which means temporal covering. temporal purifying. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit. So through blood of Christ, right here, eternal Spirit, eternal redemption. So once is enough, sufficient for all the people. Offered himself without spot to God, cleanse or purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Rhetorical question. Yes. Dead works, which means dead works, fleshly works, not spiritual works. And for this reason, he, Jesus, is the mediator. Mediator, middleman between God and people over the new covenant. New covenant is new, second covenant. That's a promise, unilateral promise God and people's obedient work. So God gave a certain promise, the people should respond in obeying God's promise. So for example, God gave a law to the people, so people respond by keeping the law by works. So that is a kind of things we call, you know, covenant. But new covenant require your faith. You know, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior in the form of faith. By means of that, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant. Here talking about the first covenant, the Old Testament covenant, that those who are called. What does it mean, this one? This means the believers in the Old Testament time. So the believers in the Old Testament time may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance through Jesus Christ too. Which meaning, although that sacrifice had not yet happened when the believers of the Old Testament time were dead, but they also for eternal inheritance require the Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice. So in the Bible, the Matthew on cross, Jesus was crucified. The Matthew said, you know, open the grave. So that means Jesus descended into his grave. So Jesus proclaimed, I am the Messiah, as the prophet in the Old Testament time prophesied. So Jesus brought them who are the believers in the Old Testament time to heaven. So upon Jesus' resurrection, that kind of scenario we could find out in the New Testament. So first covenant, Old Testament covenant, the redemption of the transgression under the Old Testament covenant, that those who are called. So who are those? So those believers in the Old Testament time were dead, although that sacrifice of Jesus Christ had not yet happened. But they also require Jesus Christ's sacrifice to enter into the eternal inheritance. Verse 16, for where there is a testament, testament will, a testamentary instrument, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator. So at the death of the testator, the testament is effective or enforceable. So beneficiary, such as children or churches, can receive testamentary gift upon testator death, which meaning during the testator's life, testator can change beneficiary anytime, anyway. So for a testament or a will, testamentary instrument is enforced after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant Old Testament covenant was dedicated without blood. So covenant is a sense of a promise, but testament a sense of will, you know, testamentary instrument. So covenant, also called as a testament, a sense of a will, was required to testate will maker death. That's why the blood required. So in this author, he explained in this way. For when Moses had spoken every precept given by the Lord to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people to purify all the made thing on the earth, saying, this is the blood of the covenant. The covenant meaning the second covenant, which God has commanded you. Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministries. So that the sanctuaries, there are many vessels. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. So many things purified with blood, sprinkled with blood on instruments for worshiping God. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Question two, why? Because without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Also, a testament is effective upon death, particular testate deaths. So Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So blood is a symbol of a life. So blood taken out of a flesh, animal body, take it out. So that means death. So because the covenant, its nature is a testament, the will. So that's required. So that's also indicated the ultimate result of a sin is death. So that's why death, you know, substitute the sin. So some animals in the Old Testament were killed with bloodshed, but New Testament, Jesus Christ himself is only once for all people. It's sufficient. So temporal in the first covenant, eternal in the second covenant. Verse 23, therefore it was necessary that the copies of the things, copies or patterns or figures of the things, basically copied from heavenly thing, in the heavens should be purified with these, because earthly thing require purified with these, but heavenly things, the true thing, original thing, themselves with better sacrifices than this, because Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands. So Jesus Christ didn't enter the holy place on the earth. So in the Old Testament, only Levi, Aaron's descendants, usually the eldest son, as a high priest, were qualified to enter into the most holy place on the tabernacle. So Jesus was a tribe of Judah. So on the earth, you know, Jesus, Judah tribes was not qualified, you know, to enter into even a holy place, the most holy place. But Jesus Christ himself is God, so he doesn't marry, you know, earthly thing, so he directly enter into the most holy place of a true one, original one in heaven. Into heaven itself, right here, it said in heaven itself. Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. So we know that Stephen was a martyr. Then Stephen saw Jesus Christ was sitting on the right hand of God the Father. So Jesus Christ sitting there, appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, because Jesus once sacrifice is enough, not often, or several sacrifices. As the high priest enters the most holy place every year, they call Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement per year, only high priest was allowed to enter into the most holy place over earthly tabernacle. With blood of another, Jesus then would is a hypothesis, would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But in fact, so Jesus is not necessary to sacrifice often, only once enough. But now once at the end of ages. Next question, what is the at the end of ages? At the end of the world, which means in the time of the New Testament, when Jesus came to die and resurrected for all of us, fulfilling all the Testament prophecies of a Messiah. Jesus has appeared to put away sin or cleanse sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for man to die once, which means physical death once, if we have no rapture. So here is death once, which means no reincarnation. So every human being physically should die, shall die once, unless born a Christian might be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in heaven. After this, the judgment. So everyone before the judgment seat of Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, this thing I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. So basically, before the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of the God Father, so Jesus Christ himself advocates, but accuser or Satan accused me in heaven. So certain date, you know, when commit a certain sin, so whatever kind of thing, so he's not qualified to enter into heaven. Then is Jesus Christ said, so when accepted me in the form of a face as the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, because my righteousness is imputed upon him. So that's why I say he is qualified to enter into the heaven. So according to the Bible, two kinds of sinner. One is unsaved sinner, the other one saved sinner. That's a totally different meaning. Unsaved sinner, which means condemned sinner. So out of Jesus Christ. But the Romans chapter verse 1 said, there is no condemnation in Christ. So saved sinner for sanctification. So saved meaning we are no condemnation in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed upon us, not my righteousness. Totally the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness. That's why we call grace. Grace meaning 100% from God, not in human merits at all. So that is 100%. But we need to repent daily. Why? To be conformed to the level of the Lord Jesus Christ's image. That is a perfect image. That's what short is from the level of Jesus Christ's image. Because of that, we should repent daily to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That call is sanctification. So two kinds of sinner. One is unsaved sinner. The other one, saved sinner, is totally different angle. So he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Verse 27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment comes. So unsaved sinner will go into hell. So Jesus showed Abraham's bosom. You know, the other one is the rich guy. You know, into there is a hell. You know, two parts. But right now, it's Abraham's bosom does not exist when Jesus Christ the death into Hades and rose again into heaven. Verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those, actually, Christ was offered the sins for all the world. So now it's, the audience will decide whether or not you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior or not, you know, with the exercise of free will. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin. Apart from sin, which means indicating believers for salvation. So we are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ who is coming again in heaven. So Jesus Christ said, Luke chapter 21, verse 36, to his disciples, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things. So close to the great tribulation on the earth, a lot of happening, killed each other, nation, you know, fraud against nation, earthquake, you know, that kind of thing. So worthy to escape all these things. Now soon, the great tribulation is coming. That will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So we should eager to wait to meet Jesus Christ, who is coming again in heaven to make catch us up into heaven, called as a rapture. So let's see each question answered in verse 15. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant or Old Testament covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. What are those? Those are believers who died in the Old Testament time without seeing the Lord Jesus Christ came to die and resurrected for us. So, question 2, in verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Why are almost all things purified with blood? Because without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Also, covenant means another meaning, testament. Testament require death of a testator. So death is because blood is a symbol of life. So blood taken out from the flesh, from the body, means death. So this ought to explain in that way. Question 3, in verse 26, he then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. What does at the end of the ages mean? Then meaning the New Testament time when Jesus Christ came to die with bloodshed for us and rose again, fulfilling all the Testament prophecies of a Messiah. Okay, let's just sing song all together, our last song, page 36, number 6.